This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts. I cry
out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're in Clearwater, Bay Care Ballpark. Buzz, was that on time or was there a delay?
Sounded good back here.
Wow!
There we go.
I don't believe it.
No, I don't believe it either. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, we had two going, one more hotly contested than the other. So the one that is more hotly contested, should we give Elliot Shoreparks credit for saying the Eagles would get the bond deal done before free agency? 52.8% say no. 47.2% say yes. Ike, you are the final judge. Will it be yes or no when we are talking about Eagles inside of the year? Does Elliot get credit?
I'm going yes.
Even though, as we found out, Zach Berman predicted that Zach Bond would sign on, maybe this is a Zach thing, but he predicted he'd sign on March 5th.
Yes, on wow. February 18th.
Yeah.
Wow.
So are we still giving Elliot credit?
Well, the real question is, are we giving Adam Schefter credit for this?
Yeah, it's been out there for a while.
Well, you guys wanted to put him in number one. There you go.
That's before I heard about the Zach Berman.
Yeah, well, see, you guys, rash decisions. This is why I think we have to meet about things, as I've been told by Ike many times. All right, and who would your priority be for the Eagles to re-sign now? Mekhi Becton wins that poll at 64.3%. Milton Williams at 28.7%. Josh Sweat at 7%. I think Milton Williams is good, too, but I think people are a little excited about a guy that played 4 out of every 10 snaps. Like, Josh Sweat has been a more productive player in his career than Milton Williams has been. Yeah. And it is always a leap, as we have seen with Bryce Huff, to go from playing half of the plays to all of the plays and remaining as effective as you were. So I do think Milton Williams is a good player, but I am a little surprised that 28% of people said they wanted Milton Williams and only 7% for Josh Sweat. Mm. We've seen Josh Sweat be more productive in his career than Milton Williams.
He had 2.5 sacks in the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah. So did Milton Williams, didn't he?
No. He had 2.5? No, but I think he had one. I thought he had one, yeah. But still.
Well, he was part of the iconic play when we hit Patrick Mahomes.
He was. He was. Good player. Good player. I'm
one
just
of,
saying.
One of six Moro Jomo sacks. Were they in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, yeah. Chris from Middletown will never live that down.
No, it's nope. Really bad.
Yeah.
Really. He's also trying to take credit for the bond signing as well, even though he's off by about $20
million. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What did he say? Yeah,
he said 3 years, $30 million, $20 million guaranteed.
Oh, well, then he's way off. He's not even close.
Close.
Not even close.
Not even close.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus is our
leadoff hitter.
Our nine hitter today. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, look, y'all know I'm 10 toes down with the WIP, but listen, E,
See, this is where he messed up. He said 10 to 11 million. See, he shouldn't have put that number.
Oh,
out
you're
there.
Right.
He shouldn't have put. He should have just said the Eagles was going to re-sign Bond before free agency, and then he would have had it. We would have had. But when you put the numbers out there,
oh, Corey, that's a good point. He was saying 10, 11 million a year. He didn't say 18 million. In fact,
that's where the caveat is. Because we're an accountability show, and this is a huge award. You know, you got people fighting all over. You got people not talking to people over it, and all that. So you know. Yeah, I don't know, man. And Zach Berman gave the date. He said March 5th. That boy was a Zen master. So
yeah, you know. Corey, that's a really good point, because the one thing that Elliott kept saying about Zach Bond was, I don't think the market will be as big as everybody's making it out to be. He's 28 years old. He's only going to get 10, 11 million.
He close to like Fred Warner and Roquan Smith. He kept saying that.
It's a good point, though.
Is it?
If Elliott is essentially saying it's a 2-year deal, mm-hmm. and the guaranteed money is $36 million, that is $18 million a year.
Yep.
But it's probably spread over three.
Well, even if it's 41 over three, that's $14 million a year. Still a lot more than 10.
All I'm saying is my boy Ike Reeves got to work hard to get consideration. He
That's a good point. We just hand it to Elliott.
Yeah. And y'all just like, nope. My man.
I'm basically on trial when I try to get it.
Exactly. It's a good point. He is in consideration for 2026 exactly. with the Mekhi Becton scoop.
Yeah, hey, I got to give my boy Jackie Fritz some credit. He knew Chris Henry Jr. was going to Ohio State. Good job, Jackie.
I'm the one who told him that.
You confirmed it.
See what I'm saying? People be taking credit, just like Elliott, taking credit for other people's stuff, man. See, that's all you're doing. Hey, man, we got All-Pro Zach Bond back. I love Zach Bond. I'm glad we re-signed him. The only thing that make me a little bit nervous, a little bit, and I'm glad we re-signed him, is that the last time we had a player that had an All-Pro year, we signed him to a big deal, and they came back, and he was the worst player we ever seen play in the uniform. Yeah, you know, I'm not saying that. You know, Zach Bond would do that, but that's.
Are you about Bradbury?
Yeah, you know, Bradbury. Uh-huh. Similar.
Well, that's a Super Bowl champion. Just ask him.
You said what?
No, you're right.
I'm just saying he came over All-Pro year. We signed him to a big deal, market deal, one of the highest corners paid in the league. And then that year he couldn't cover, you know, a bed. You know, he couldn't cover a bed with a bed spread. None of that. That's the only thing. But you know, I'm glad Zach Bond got paid. I'm glad, you know, we bringing back the core. Listen, when it come to Mekhi Becton, I'm going to be real with y'all. I want to interview some people like like Spike. I need to interview some people. I don't know if I'm like 10 toes down with Mekhi. See, because, you know, we don't even remember what everybody said. I'm going to bring something up that I said last year. Y'all gave me heat for. I said going into the season – I said, Jason Kelce, an all-time player. He an all-time Mount Rushmore player. But I'm telling y'all, this dude is not going to be no drop-off from him leaving. I said that. Y'all laughed at me.
All right, what's the point here, though?
Yeah,
looking for yourself? A little pat on the back?
The point is that Jeff Stoutland is the system, right? You give this guy somebody with talent. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's like a draft pick, we got the kid Trevor Keegan from the Wolverines. You know what I'm saying? You give a guy with talent, give him the clay and all that, he can mold them. Mekhi Becton was a bum before he came here. We turned this dude into a Pro Bowl player.
Mekhi Becton was like, a top 10 draft pick.
He was a top. Oh, you know how many top 10 draft picks we got? We the ever. Carson Wentz was top 2.
No, forget about that. But what my point is that usually when they go that high, they've measured out, they've tested out, they've graded out to go that high. It isn't because they can't play. Sometimes it's a bad place that they're in. That's what sometimes it is. So when you say Jeff Stoutland can mold players, he can't turn a guy who doesn't have necessarily that level of talent into an all-pro player. He may make him a serviceable player or what have you, but your ceiling is your ceiling. And I'm saying Mekhi Becton's ceiling is higher than Tyler Steen's ceiling.
I'm not saying Tyler Steen. I'm saying Keegan
or whoever you say.
All I'm saying is Mekhi Becton was a top 10 pick as a tackle, as a right tackle. He came to Philly Sirianni, and then they put him at guard because they saw that his attributes was better at guard. All I'm saying is, like, you look at the offensive line, other than Lane Johnson, all these dudes was late-round picks. You got a lot of seventh round, second round. Jurgens a second round. All I'm saying is that, and they all pro.
But when did a second round pick become a late round pick?
You said what?
When did a second round draft pick become a late round draft pick?
You skewing what I'm trying to say here.
You said all these guys were late round picks except for
Lane.
What
I'm saying is you don't got to go out and pay a top of the market guy or whatever. I don't know what his thing is going to be, what his contract going to be. All I'm saying is we talk about resources. We talking about a guy like Saquon Barkley. You know, we questioning that deal. A guy like Zach Bond. These dudes actually played great at their level. I'm not saying Mekhi Becton didn't play great.
I was going to say, what are you talking about? Yeah.
But what I'm saying is you put Mekhi Becton around a bunch of great guys with a great coach. That's what you got. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, hold on. Zach Bond just played around a bunch of great guys with a great coach.
Hold on, a bunch of great guys. Y'all just Spike telling me none of these dudes is good. He worried that they even going to be able to replicate. Now everybody good?
On defense, they just have the number one defense in the league.
I agree, but what I'm saying, we got everybody worried. Is this guy good? Is this guy coming back? Everybody was worried. Now, I don't know the way we talking.
All I'm saying is don't you want the best thing. Don't you want the best offensive line in football?
I do want the best offensive line in football.
That's all I'm saying.
But we had the best offensive line, too, with Cam Jurgens and Kelce, too, right?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, they weren't the best offensive line. Remember, we were terrible against the blitz.
I thought that was the quarterback.
It was.
It always is.
Good call.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I didn't say that. That's you. Listen,
still wasn't that good.
Listen, Corey, I was just seeing if you can handle the pressure. You held up pretty good.
You did.
I'm just asking, you know, because I'm looking at resources, and you give Mekhi Becton a big deal. I mean, Landon Dickerson.
I don't even know what his deal is yet. What if they get him back here for a cheap price?
Well, and the other thing, Corey, is if it's so easy for them to take players and make them good here, then why are they paying Jordan Mailata? They're paying Lane Johnson. They're paying Landon Dickerson, and they're going to pay Cam Jurgens. Right?
Those are homegrown guys. It's the same reason. It's the same reason why you bring Brandon Graham back and pay him last year. But if Slay don't want to take a cheap deal, they're not going to pay him because how he values the guys that he drafted. We know that. Come on now, y'all know this. I don't got to edit. Y'all know this. Come on, man.
All right, Corey. All right, man.
Don't wait till 5:30 to call us.
Yeah, this is Corey. Or you're going to get Ike's going to fight with you. So, Darius, now, where was Darius? Was this on Darius Slay's podcast himself, or was it on the stream?
This might have been still on the facility.
Oh, right. He was on the facility. Right. He was on the facility with LaShawn McCoy and Chase Daniel and so on and so forth.
James Jones. Acho.
Right, and Acho.
Acho. Former Eagle great.
So Slay apparently is leaving the door open to come back to Philadelphia. Here's what he said.
All things being equal, because I want to hear it. I want to hear it here first. The money's equal. Everything is equal. Where does Darius Slay want to play next year?
The money equal and everything is equal. It's Philly for sure. Mm. You know, it could be whatever. You know what I'm saying? As long as the money nice. If anything, if Philly doing what I want to do, we in Philly again. It's my first time actually seeing the free agent market. If I ever get to it, if I don't get to it, but I never been a free agent before, so I don't even know how it really gonna work. Honestly,
I think his expectation of what he's worth is probably very, very different than what the Eagles think he's worth from a financial standpoint.
Sure.
So yeah, if all things are equal, he'd rather stay here. I do wonder what somebody's going to pay him now. I do think it's possible someone could give him 1 year and $8 million or $9 million.
Any one of these contending teams doing it for 1 year.
I don't know that the Eagles would go that high on him at this age. It would be cool to have him back, but my guess is they have a succession plan that they will start working on, and they're not betting that he'll be back.
Right.
But I guess my point is I think Darius Slay is thinking if the money's equal and the money is $12 million,
right.
I think Darius Slay might be in a world where the money's equal and the money's like half of that.
Yeah.
So, but he'll have to decide whether he wants to play or not.
Yep.
So here's what he said. So this is connected, we think, to the CJGJ tweet earlier. That was a good Elliot Shore Parks notice. So CJGJ said something to the effect on Twitter, I wish I saw it, was the feeling is mutual. I thought the feeling was mutual. I guess not. And what was the rest of it?
Something about twin.
Yeah, right. And we thought it might have been about Saquon, but maybe not. Based on Saquon getting paid and he didn't get paid.
Yeah.
But this is, we think maybe it's connected to this. This is what Slay said about who will be the leader on defense next year.
I do got a great leadership role in that secondary room, but I'm going to be surprised if Reed and them guys like Reed can, you know, advance these guys. Reed being around me and a lot of other veterans that have been here before. And I'm sure he could lead that group the right way. Because that's who I feel will be leading the group is if I ain't in that building is Reed Blankenship, you know, because he's a great leader. You know what I'm saying? He is a great damn leader. If they bring another veteran in that's already been playing a lot, I could see them coming in being leader as well. But for sure, if I'm not in that room, Reed Blankenship, you know, will be a great, tremendous leader.
Wow. If they bring in another veteran into that room, into that secondary room, if there were only another veteran in that secondary
room.
Slay and CJ. Now, what exactly, I'm trying to remember what exactly happened that Slay said something, right, on the Micah Parsons Twitch stream / podcast that upset CJ, and CJ tweeted about it, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
That's what happened. Okay, so there was a thing with them earlier. Man, he couldn't have said Reed Blankenship more times in one quote, as he said there. And again, no disrespect to Reed. He's been here a while. Yeah. But I think CJ looks at himself as a leader of the secondary.
Yeah, but maybe Slay doesn't.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, I don't know. I guess CJ will certainly want that sort of responsibility as being a leader back there.
Yeah, I think he thinks of himself as that. Yeah.
Yeah, get that C on your chest. It'd be interesting to see what his teammates feel. You know, Reed is a guy that I could see. Well, Zach probably will have a C on his chest next year.
Zach's going to have a C.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon's going to have a
Saquon's
C.
Saquon's probably going to have a C.
Yep. How many? Is there a limit?
Six last year.
Okay. My Lotto was a captain this year.
Yep. He'll be one next year. Yep. Jalen
will be a captain.
Defense, they may go Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
Defensively. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And last thing on Eagles defense, we've been talking a lot about Myles Garrett. And I think this show as specifically, you know, because of we yelled at Myles Garrett at the Super Bowl.
We got the party started.
Here is Ian Rappaport on the Eagles' potential pursuit of Myles Garrett.
First of all, from the Browns situation with Myles Garrett, they do not intend to trade Myles Garrett. I think they've made that very clear when teams have called them. That is something that has been evident. They've said it privately and publicly. Could that change down the road? Could that change if he really is saying, I am not going to play for this team? Maybe. We have seen things happen, but as of right now, very, very firmly, the Browns are saying, we are not trading Myles Garrett. And as far as the Philadelphia Eagles go, yes, they've paid a lot of money to their own guys. All their best players are locked in on huge deals, from Saquon to Jalen to A.J. Brown to Devontae Smith. There are many of them. Even though they cleared some cap space yesterday, here's what I want to point out. If the Eagles were going to take on a huge contract for Myles Garrett, and if he gets traded anywhere, he is going to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, no doubt about it. In order to take on that contract, they would have to get rid of other very big contracts of their own. Even the Eagles can't just fit everybody they want. I would be very surprised if this happened. It is a great rumor. It's a great rumor, but I'd be very surprised if this happened.
Yeah, I think the Saquon paycheck is a big one they just added. The Zach Bond paycheck is bigger than we thought. Mm-hmm. And then when you see the size of the Max Crosby paycheck at $100 million over 3 years, I think that the Myles Garrett thing has to be over. How can they pay somebody's going to have to pay Myles Garrett $120 million over 3 years.
Yeah, and this was always the tough part about making this come to fruition was the price tag.
Right. Yeah, the trade price tag and then the price
tag. That's
what
I'm saying.
Tag.
Not just the financial part of it, but the actual draft compensation that you would have to give up. And the Eagles knowing that they got to take care of so many of their own players, as great as a player Myles Garrett is, there's still something to wanting to continue to or have sustained success with these younger players, that you have more of a window with them than you will with a Myles Garrett, while also saving cap space. You wouldn't be eating up all your cap space. Like, Myles Garrett would come in, and he would be like getting paid like a quarterback.
Basically, yeah. You'd be having a second quarterback on the team. He'd be making $10 million more than Baker Mayfield would make if he's making $40 million.
And because you can't spread his deal out that long, right? You're going to have to do it in a four-year span. Or if he sees Max Crosby's deal, that's 3 years. He's going to want 3 years, 120 guaranteed.
Yeah. The text line
40 a year.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. I don't like your smile. I'm not going to like this text line.
Text line.
I can tell by Jack's
text
smile.
Text line. Nope. Text line.
Oops. The people at Spike's house.
You know what? That is not funny.
It's going to be it's going to be one of those.
I can't even talk about it, but it's not funny. It's funny
it's
to you. It's not funny. All right.
Stomping around the studio earlier.
Yeah.
What? It was a horrible moment.
Yeah.
It was a horrible moment.
You almost got Ike and Ike and Mike killed.
All right. What's next?
Oh, great. This again. Going to blame Daddy this time, too? AJ in South Jersey.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, we did start off talking about the A.J. Brown trade stuff, but nobody wanted us to trade A.J. Brown here.
We never said trade him.
Yeah. Well, you did.
Nope.
You would trade him for Pat. In that thing, trading him for Patrick Surtain, were you a yes or a no?
Oh, last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. What's next?
Spike at the beginning of the call. Hush! Spike in the middle of the call. Shut up! Spike at the end of the call. Great call. Thank you. Frank in Ardmore.
Yeah, that was sarcastic.
Always ended in a calm way.
Yeah. Who is that?
Scott, King of Prussia.
Yeah. Guy can go to hell. What's next?
That caller was an idiot. I thought the Trey Turner interview was great. The Pink Starburst.
Pink Starbursts are the worst.
They are the worst.
They are not.
4 of 4.
Easily.
Number 1, cherry. Number 2, lemon. Number 3, orange. Number 3, strawberry. Or number 4, strawberry. What's next?
To summarize Elliott's hit, he is sure that other reporters are wrong about Saquon's cap savings, but he has no idea what the actual numbers are, and will get back to us. Mike in Haverford.
Yeah.
Elliott not happy with the committee, by the way.
No, not at all. No.
Yeah, a lot of
you
texts.
Too.
Yeah, he hates Insider of the Year.
He does hate it.
Yep.
Because he's trying to point out all the things the other insiders got wrong in the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
And once it brought up. Also, he continues to want credit for the scoop of the guy that's going to get Jeff Stoutland's coffee.
Oh, he gets credit for it.
He does,
but it's
minimal.
It's measured, right? I mean, it's all ranked. What's next?
BG on the Brendan Graham Show months ago. I know one is trying, and 11 could be better with how he responds to things. They were friends, but things have changed. Spike, that's great, but what are your thoughts on sour Skittles? Joe and Drescher.
Jack, that is out of control.
What?
Yeah, you can't come at me about the candy question. It was a fun question at the end of the interview. I didn't lead with the candy.
That was the text line.
The guy likes candy. You know what? I'm not. The guy likes candy.
I know. It's a good question. It's fine.
All right. Thanks to the Phils for having us. Brazier, thank you.
Thank you.
Leading us around. The morning show will be here,
maybe.
God willing.
At some point.
Hopefully. Thursday and Friday. And we thank you, Mike, Angelina, who engineered here. Thank you, Buzz, back at the studio. And thanks to everybody. And thank you for listening.
We'll be back in Philly tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be back with you tomorrow.
Even Scott and King of Prussia.
Even, no thanks to him. We'll talk to you tomorrow.